that shall have a full shalem and a power of mamish. Let's try this one to finish off the halachas of the Malchus Adin. I told Batis that when he was always asking me about Din of Malchus Adin, when are we going to do it? We'll get there, but it's going to be long. We've nearly been in a year that we've done, spent on Din of Malchus Adin. Let's see. Okay. Maisa Shahoya, that was asked to the Kenyan Torah, Rav Horowitz, the Av Beis Din of Strasbourg. Maisa is like this. Somebody was a wholesaler of paper. He sells paper on wholesale. One of his customers, one of the retailers, declared bankruptcy. And now he owes a lot of money to a lot of people, including this wholesaler. And part of the deal, the bankruptcy law, is that you are, every creditor now has to take a cent on the dollar. Yeah? Much lower than the real debt. That's the law. So no one got back the whole debt. Was he ever mochel of that? He was never mochel of this. But the law says, I can only receive this. The retailer went bankrupt, opened up shop again as Minag, and he ordered a big order of paper from this wholesaler. New order. Money up front over here. 10,000 gilonot in one batch.
Rolls.
Now, in the eyes of the wholesaler, he still owes me money. I get all the money for this 10,000 up front. Because he can't get credit now. But I still want to recover my debt. So what does this wholesaler, call him Reuven, do? Instead of delivering 10,000, he delivers 9,580.
His debt was 482?
At least he'll take some of the debt off of this time round. He'll never, no one counts them. So he thinks he's getting 10,000.
You were crazy.
Reuven, after he performed his act, now decides to ask the Shaila, has he done something wrong in trying to reclaim the debt in this fashion? So, Shaila number one. What does bankruptcy law state? Once you receive your cents on the dollar, is the debt wiped out or not wiped out?
Wiped out.
According to bankruptcy law, it's wiped out. So if we say dinner malchusa dinner applies in such a case, then how much money does Shimon, the retail, Reuven, the wholesaler?
Zero.
Zero. And therefore, what has Reuven done by delivering less than 10,000 without the consent of Shimon? What has he done?
Consent.
So the Shaila is dinner machus a dinner applied by bankruptcy? Okay.
Didn't we cover this before?
We started touching it.
Okay.
Now we're going to see. So, Moshe Feinstein says, let's go to Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah. What does the Ramah say? Lo ominon dina machus adina. We do not hold of dina machus adina. Ela bedova sheish bo hana lemelech. Only when the law set is in there to give actually benefit to the actual state itself. Give me money. Shula Tzakonis B'nei Medina. Or, even when it's not Hanot to the king, but it's beneficial for the population. Avaloshi did a Medina over the common, but not Stam laws which don't fit into these categories. Dimkein, bot the cult in Israel, because if you go with all their laws, then that's the end of the term. It's very specific to two categories. Specific money to the king's pockets, or beneficial to the population, that law. Now, bankruptcy law. Is it money to the king's pockets?
No.
So the only shot is, does it fit into beneficial to the general populace or not? Definitely yes. And that definite is how Rav Moshe writes it. Let's see number two. Vizet, according to this category, how you're telling me dinim apples applies, then the dinim shakurim peshitas regal, bankrupts, the law which is called bankruptcy law, which hu ba'chov l'habin oshin, that means he owes a lot of money to not many people, sh'osu l'shun ba'chov mitzvah satso, where no one of the debtors, the creditors, can actually make grabs on the money. It's a law which concerns the general whole populace. Law, Amela, Habib Psak, Zet, the Psak, Hamar, Zinamakal Zinna, therefore, according to the Shomar, which Zinamakal Zinna, and therefore I hold, says Rav Moshe, Shita Zrego, bankruptcy law, it's Zinamakal Zinna, that's it. Amela, in the eyes of Rav Moshe Feinstein, does Reuven, is he owes any money from Shimon? No. So then when Reuven takes it, he's over Issa Gesel. Okay. Very simple, straight. Finish. Okay? Not so quick. Let me now introduce you to another Shiloh. And this Shaila was asked to the Minchas Yitzchok. And we're going to do a rare thing. We're going to actually read the Shaila inside. That's on your page yourself. Reuven. Shehiska bebeisko dira vash shtei kumas v'shimon pe'er New York. Reuven rented out his house, which is a two-floor apartment, to Shimon in New York. It was written in documents by the lawyers. In it, it says it's a two-year lease. A fixed amount every month. Okay. The kvadar etzel lo kaflay mizman hazeh. And he's already lived there 4 years, 2 years more than the contract. Over the course of time, the household of the owner has now, he's got more children, more people in his house. And one of his children actually got ill. And the doctor says, "Shemuchrach lios lo dira mureveches." It's essential that you need to have an apartment, which is a big apartment to contain a big family to give health to back to this child. Okay, therefore, tovea es asocha shiakit diraso. He says, "Look, I need that apartment now. I want you to leave. I rented for 2 years, you've been there 4 years. I need it for myself, I've got personal reasons, got an unhealthy child, I need to move in it myself. Please, leave the apartment, I want to take over it myself." But Shimon doesn't want to leave. Because he knows, if he tries to find a comparable apartment, comparable size, in the comparable district, the rent will be much higher. He doesn't want to leave. But Tom, and therefore, how does he get out of not leaving? Tom, according to the law of the land, Eina mechuyev la'akatiroso. According to the law of New York State, he's not mechuyev to leave the apartment. Now, what's this law that he's referring to that says he's not inside the lease for 2 years? It's been there already 4 years. Out of the lease, why not leave? Why? What law in New York says he doesn't need to leave the apartment?
Demand control.
Squatters' rights.
Yeah, both of them are correct. The squatters' rights, and here in this country is Chok Haganat Hadira. That if you don't, and this is the fault of the lawyer over here, the lawyer doesn't put a specific clause in the in his rental lease. Everyone should know this. It's a standard thing now. I mean, I haven't seen really one that nowadays that doesn't have it, that says we are not bound by the law of Chok. That we're taking ourselves out of that protection. If you don't take yourself out of protection, you're automatically inside that protection. Renters have protection that they don't need to leave once they're in.
Is this a rent control area?
Not a rent control.
So he could just raise the rent then.
Okay.
Yeah, to market. To stay.
Yeah, to market value.
Right.
Okay. So, that's the discussion over here. Dinner Malchus, a dinner, or not dinner Malchus, a dinner in such a case. Is it a law which is beneficial to the civil?
Definitely.
Bankruptcy law is. Is this a law that's beneficial to the civil law? We know bankruptcy law is. We know last month, the law that says equal rights for men and women, that's not. That's to do with social philology, that men and women are equal and therefore just have actual equal down the road of everything. Okay, that law is definitely not. That's not based on beneficial, it's based on I feel that everyone should get exactly the same. Okay. We know that last month, the law that says you have to support your children to the age of 60, that we said is definitely benefit for society, otherwise it'd be on the streets. So what's this law? Which does it fit into the category of beneficial to society?
It seems to be beneficial, but you have a lot of imperative against it.
All the cases.
All the cases. A bankruptcy law. Have you got a halachic thing against it?
No, you don't have a favorish thing in halacha.
What does it say in the halacha? I borrow 100 shekels. I give you back 20 shekels. What does halacha say?
Pretty favorish.
Says 80 shekels. And bankruptcy says, no, you don't. So that's not compatible, I know. But still, didn't the markets do it? Okay, because it's beneficial to the populace. Is this beneficial to the populace or not?
Oh, yeah, it definitely depends who you ask. Stadim Lakan and Stadim Lakan. They've been through it before. All the landlords will give you page after page of reasons why it's not beneficial. And the tenants will give you page
Well, the reasons of the landlords be because of personal reasons. Yeah,
but
some people
got. Inhabitants, so this is something you could say. Also, in general,
in general, it helps the inhabitants.
Inhabitants. What socialism?
We also believe in socialism in certain fields. Yes. Yes. Just because some ism stole some of the ideas from the Torah, now doesn't mean that those ideas possible. So, on the face of it, you would say it's definitely beneficial to society. So if it's beneficial to society at large, so then, according to our criteria, is it dinner or after dinner? Yeah, and therefore the renter will not have to leave.
No, it doesn't matter whether it actually is good or not. It matters whether they did it because they thought it was good.
Is that what it is? No, it's not kavana. It's to do a law which helps society.
Not that it's designed to help society. I mean, half the laws we can throw out the window because they don't help society.
They don't help society, then it's not in the markets. But if it is, not only in theory, but it is helping, just it doesn't help as much.
So how do we know bankruptcy helps society? How do we know bankruptcy helps society?
Because the theory is actually true. It's just make things get, it may get in the way of the theory to actually go out of the window. So here also the theory is totally true. We want people to have roofs on their heads. We want to have controlled rent. We want to have ability for people, prices to be controlled as well. So therefore, it's definitely beneficial at large to society as a nation. Not because how many people are rich, how many people are capitalists who are living. It's the minute number of the population.
The landowners will tell you very definitely, rent controls, we don't invest in the building, buildings get run down, they
so don't invest.
Slums,
oh.
And therefore the renters are even worse off.
Is it depends on like numbers, majority, in theory there's a landowner for every apartment.
So basically taxing the rich is
beneficial, Reuben owns,
but cutting rich taxes is not beneficial.
Reuben owns 10,000 bases.
Okay, so then it's not based on monetary, it's based on
yes,
the majority of people.
Yes, the populace. What's beneficial for the populace.
So, but I could make the exact opposite case for bankers. Bankruptcy is like those business owners who owe a lot of little people, so there's only one person that you help in bankruptcy.
But there, the theory is not the individuals helping, commerce goes round. But if it doesn't go round, then everything stays still and no one gains. Okay. So in theory, this is in fact beneficial, it should be dinamatized. What does the main chazitzot say? He doesn't say it's not beneficial. He says, I've got a problem. What's the problem? There's a shach. Let's read the shach. Number 4. Dover Tumumo. The shach is talking about the Ramah, which we just read, that says, whenever it's beneficial to society, it's in office of dinner. Says the shach in those words, Dover Tumumo. Something very hard for me to swallow. Fears Dati. How can you b'chlal use the laws of the non-Jews to destroy Tinei Torah? Well, no such thing as a law of a goy overriding a Torah law. I get my weight and source from the Rashba. So the Shach outright argues with the concept that says dinamach is a dinner in a situation where the law is against Torah law, when it's beneficial to society. No such thing. Just because it's beneficial, you can override Torah law. No, Torah law can never be overridden. I don't hold of the concept bechlal of beneficial for society. That's not good enough to make it dinamach is a dinner. Not good enough. So what the main chesitzok says, I haven't got a problem in definition. I agree that tenant law, is beneficial to society. And the eyes of the Ramah, it didn't matter what's the dinner. And the eyes of the Ramah, the renter does not need to leave. But the Shach argues, and now I've got a problem. Rak, yesh dai bezeh loma, da sveika, da blubta, it's a machlokus. V'yose shamah hevish in the Zubi Shogunach, v'emotzi miyad ha-mukhse. Okay, when it's a machlokus, what do you do? Whoever's mukhsek stays. V'na tsurichin ladon, mi nikra mukhsek. We have to establish who's called Mufsuk. So let's recap where we're holding. We've got two cases in front of us. Bankruptcy law. Is it Dinamarkus Adin or not Dinamarkus Adin? And we've got tenant law which says the renter can stay there even after the lease is finished, whether the owner likes it or not. is that din machlus and din lots. Both laws fit into beneficial to the society, so both laws are din machlus in the eyes of the Ramah. Says the Minchazitza, but there's a Shach who argues and does not hold of it being din machlus just because it's beneficial to society, it's not din machlus. Because it can't override Torah law. And therefore, even if it's beneficial to society, even if it's beneficial, it's not din machlus in the eyes of the Shach.
So how would this Shach deal with the practical problem?
And therefore, bankruptcy law in the eyes of the Shach, is it dinner, Malchus, and dinner? Bankruptcy law? No. The only law which is dinner, Malchus, and dinner in the eyes of the Shach is one that goes into the pockets of the king.
Why, that also is good. Be my vata dealing as well.
No, don't vata dealing.
I don't owe the money to the king. But
you, you're a slave of the king. Of course, you're
not apidina yourself.
Apidina yourself, you're a slave of the king. As we explained it last time, explained that apidina yourself, you're a slave.
That's if you're saying, so if you're a slave, then it applies to the other things.
No,
If I'm a slave, then I have to give up my apartment also.
No.
Why?
Because that's where the dinner says. That's where Shmuel, Hanavi, that's where it says. And in the eyes.
Shmuel, then it's midaraisa, then.
And therefore, dinner malchus and dinner doesn't apply in the eyes of the Shach to bankruptcy law, and it doesn't apply to tenant law either. So now it says the Minchas, so when you're asking me about tenant law, what you're going to do is a machlokus. We have to establish when it comes to hilchus dinei momonos, and it's a machlokus, what do you do? Hamotzi, Machaberaba. So who's Mochsuk? Is the landlord Mochsuk? Or is the renter Mochsuk?
Well, as soon as he finishes the rent for that month, it's the landlord's Mochsuk.
He's still there, he can't kick him sitting in the house.
The fact that you have my property which you're not allowed to doesn't make you Mochsuk.
My
carpet
actually.
No.
What you're saying,
it's my house too. They're both sitting in there.
What is living
there? He's living here also. Yeah. Same structure. The same structure. The same deal. You've got the upstairs, you've got the downstairs.
The upstairs.
It's not Mukhsar though. How is he Mukhsar?
Because he's living there.
That doesn't make him Mukhsar.
And yet, we're there. For 3 years, so we're saying that we want to know where out goes. We want to know what's the status of who's Mukhsar. Who's Mukhsar?
So if you look at it as an extension,
I take your pen.
That's only if you hold the mitzvah law.
No, I'm not.
If you hold daughter law, that we have to follow. You then it's not
doesn't
law.
Matter. I'm not mukhsar.
So therefore, we that's the
question. If the question whose pen is, then I'm
so who's mukhsar?
It is clearly your
pen.
We have a question.
No, it's no question whose building it is.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's a question of you have a right to make it his building again.
Are you giving me a shoe? Come on. Give this guy a break. You're good. But it's shiur.
Okay.
Isn't Baba Basra, you have 3 years living somewhere, that's the local Zaka?
You can't just live in somewhere for 3 years. Right. You have to have a taina. So I bought it. I'm living here. The fact I'm living here.
And your lease is over.
Your lease over, you agree, your lease over.
Okay. He's never sent out.
So, we've discovered two things tonight. Ramosha Feinstein says, I only go with the Ramah. Not interested in it, the Shach. Minchas says there's a Shach that argues Ramah and says dinner machlokes doesn't apply, even when it's beneficial to society, it still doesn't apply. Minchas says, I'm worried about the Shach. I don't know who the halacha is like. So therefore, I have to decide who's Mochsuk. In bankruptcy law, who's Mochsuk?
The bankrupt guy.
The person who owes the money.
He's the one with the money. Yes.
Oh.
Or doesn't have the money.
He owes the money.
But it's no debt that he owes it.
Yeah. But who's Mochsuk?
Wait, but the creditors have.
Yeah, so obviously he says, I'm holding the money. You want, it's my money for sure. You want to say, I still owe it. I'm Mochsuk, I don't need to pay. Because the Ramah says, I don't own it. Bankruptcy law wipes it out.
Right.
But when it comes to tenant law, squatting rights of the renter, and he says, I can stay here because of the law, now we have to decide who's Mochsuk in the house. The owner or the renter?
The renter.
Why is
the
renter?
The renter. He said,
that doesn't make him Mochsuk.
So before we answer that question, I'm going to introduce you to a third case.
Really confused me.
Very simple so far. Bankruptcy law, tenant law. Now Fetchheim.
What I don't understand is the shock. He can pass him whatever he wants. But what happens when the government comes knocking on the door?
I'll tell you later.
We're looking for pure law, right?
Not how to apply it yet. Okay. Vice is a high cafe. Reuven's walking down the street one fine day, a street which he always goes down every day on his way to his destination. Monday, he walks down that street on Monday. Fine, nothing unusual. He walks down the street on Tuesday and he sees suddenly there is, just above his head, someone has put out and built an extension to apartments called a mepeset. Matkalapo. Hepkevelt. Beautiful area, and suddenly this thing structure sticks out. What does the law of the land of the local, what does the council law say about such a thing?
The affirmative.
That was the old council, the present council. What does the council should say about it, such a thing? What does the book say, at least, about such a thing?
No.
Means it's against the law, you have to get rid of it. What does halacha say about such a thing?
If it's not Hezekiah, then...
Bill, what... what? I'm deciding before we get to the law. We want to know what's the law on the books of the secular council, and what does the law written in the Torah say? Yeah. What does the Torah say about such an action?
From your house.
What?
Can't take away?
Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Number 5.
Oh, it's on the ground floor?
No, it's up. It's in the air.
What rabbit?
Trees.
Says the Shulchan Aruch. Ein motzin zizin the gutus which is on. Number 5. You can't take out anything into the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, LMK, unless unless it's above the height of a camel and the writer. Says measure. Well, yes, tuck above the height of the camel and the writer. So now we've got a conflict. Secular law says wipe it out. Halacha says, so, Scarlett says, now, is that a law which is a takana for the civil? Is that a law? Is the secular the law? Is it takana for the civil or not?
Yeah, to make sure things are safe.
Safe and uniform, pretty. It's definitely a law for the civil. So the eyes of the Ramah, it definitely comes already into a halacha under the concept of dinner, the malchus of dinner. But the Shach has already said to us, I don't care if it's a takana for the civil. That can't go against the Torah. So the Chora, we have the same Shaila in our third case as well. Do we say Din Malchus Dinah here or not? According to Ramah, yes. Can't build it out in Shush Rabbah what you like. So Kola says Sibor, definitely you can't. But the eyes of Shach, no you can't. The Halacha says, as long as it's above the camel and his rider, you okay? Can't get the Torah. Which is the halacha which is
that's about as long as it's above the height.
It doesn't cause any problems of light or damage. Yeah.
Wait a minute, you can take it out if it's above, but you can't take it out if it's below,
correct.
He's the guy's going to get hurt.
No, why? No, you take it out when it's above, and therefore it's not interfering with the people walking underneath.
Or you take it out when it's above.
Yes.
Not take it down.
This is ground floor. This is ground floor.
This is second floor.
I got it. Take it out.
Take it. 5 minutes. So we've got three silence, the Torah, three cases where there's a makom. So let me tell you what Rabbi Yashiv paskens. Rabbi Yashiv himself paskens. By the case of the Mepesit. Yes. He says, Rabbi Yashiv, there's a chasm sofa. What does the chasm sofa say? Chasm sofa has a rule like this. A klal in dini de malchusetim. In number 5. Now, lahar didon. Says the chasm. So we'll talk about what he's talking about. But we want to see his words. He said, oh, let's now just come back to what we're discussing. If this Shiloh was a common photomist, Hanyagav came and Takin came. If this Shiloh would come in front of me, I would make a special takona of Chazal to introduce such a law. That he's actually talking about that you shouldn't have too many people in this business. I would also institute that as a special takona. There shouldn't be too many people in the same business in a small town. Everyone can have a panosa. So when the law does it, I definitely recognize it. Even I am the shach. Even if I'm in the boots of the shach, I would recognize such a law. Why? Because so they made it. But even though they made it, doesn't make it possible. We have to see what they made. If they made something that we would have made, then we recognize it as called Takhonus Chazal. And Takhonus Chazal can override Torah. That's the power of Takhonus Chazal.
It's like a reasonable approach, yeah. Which is what Torah is based on.
So says Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, this guy wants to come along and say, the chutzpah yak of him wants to come and say, that, well, I can use Torah to get my heart desires of just putting out my mepesis over the Rishus HaRabim because it's above the camel on his rider. What about the law? Doesn't matter about the law. Because we don't hold the din of Malchus HaDin, I'm a shach person. Says Rabbi Yashiv, you're wrong. You're not a shach person, because even a shach will say, break down and get rid of that, my peasants. Because this is a law, which is even we would be instituted, you can't do what you like when you build.
But then, so they're saying that the Shulchan Aruch is wrong?
No. Shulchan Aruch. We're talking about the scenario when there was no need for the takana. Now, in our society, where we have so much people living in such small areas, in such big buildings, then we would have instituted these restrictions ourselves. And therefore, we don't look at it as a law overriding Torah, and therefore doesn't work according to Shach. We look at it as becoming a takana of a chazal itself.
And who determines the reasonableness of it? Here the Chasim Soifer, who stood in the shoes of the Shah.
Yeah.
But Rabbi Yashiv is making his own decision that it's reasonable. Or it wouldn't.
No, this is the obvious reason. It's obvious. Memele, he says, you have to get it down. You have to knock it down. Says, I tell you, Agav, says Rabbi Yashiv, a further chivish. The law in the state of New York and all across America, which in different places, depends, I don't know exactly, says that you can't build a sukkah even a temporary structure, you can't build on your mepesets. That law, it says you can't build even on your present mepesets, a temporary structure called a sukkah. That is also dinner malchus, dinner even with the shach. And if you do build that sukkah, and you sit in it, and you make your brochas on it, well, you've done, you've sat in a stolen sukkah, which is possible, which you haven't been yotzi or mitzvah, and you said brochel of
a tons. Why is it a stolen sukkah? It's my property.
No, dinner malchus a din.
But it's still my property.
No.
It just says I can't use my property, but it's still my property.
Whenever dinner malchus a din applies, then it comes under the ownership of the king, the state.
The state doesn't claim ownership.
No, the state says, I have ownership.
No, they don't.
What does ownership mean?
They don't say anything like that.
Okay, let me speak, and then you go. Okay. After you finish hearing that sentence, okay. He says, you own it for all these things, but I've held back ownership in deciding what I have power to decide. So in respect to issues where I have power on, I'm the owner.
But that's not what they say.
That's what the law is.
That is not.
It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they say. When they say we don't want you to do it, it means that when the Torah says we recognize such a thing, it means that you have no right to object to it, which means it's under the ownership of them. For that issue.
Who says
what was reasonable about it?
That's Rabbi Yashub.
What was reasonable about Asurim Sukkot on
because yeah, it makes the city question. Makes the city not aesthetic.
For the whole Meisharim has sukkahs there in the middle of the street.
It makes it not safe. You've got safe laws, self, health, self, and aesthetic laws. Self, health, and
the whole Meisharim where we actually live.
Yeah, but that's not the one.
But I don't self, health, health.
You can't make a sukkah in the middle of the street.
And aesthetics is a top. But the main reason,
according to Rabbi Yosef is saying, all those sukkahs in Meisharim are possible.
The problem of doing a temporary structure, which is not given under. No. I have a problem expressing my words.
Okay.
What about
if it's not under control building regulations, you can always have health and safety problems. So that's a law which is recognized. No, it affects whole society. The whole building. The building, yeah.
Better outside
than inside.
What? I mean, according to Rabbi Yashiv, every sukkah in New York is possible because technically you have to have a permit to build a structure that's going to be there for more than 7 days.
Yeah,
that's
very strange.
That's what he was asked, and that's what he answered. Now, okay. So that only helps us. No, that only helps us with the third case, the case of the Mepesets. But with the bankruptcy law, Shaila, and the tenant law, Shaila, that's not necessarily. Or is it necessary a law we make? We have to tell me, is it a law we would institute? Let's start with the tenant law. If we would have instituted such a tenant law or not? Would we introduce
probably
it?
Probably not, because we're a capitalist.
It depends on the conditions of society.
No, we're not. Jews always vote to
depends
socialism.
Depends on conditions of society.
Until they came to America.
From time to time, come and make takonis for what the problem of society is.
So tell me, does it fit into the criteria of this? Is even the Shach would agree that that is a takona we would have made.
Health, safety, and aesthetics. Those are the three categories.
Yeah, health and safety. I'm not sure about aesthetics.
How does that have anything to do with
health and safety, the Shach would agree to?
Yeah. Health and safety.
So how does that apply to...
If somebody's evicted out of their house, so they have nowhere to live, yeah, they're homeless, that's not healthy or safe.
Especially in Mexico area.
No, that's baloney. You can say that by me.
Okay.
Where's the help?
Thank you, Menachem. You took the words out of my mouth.
your Mevatel contract law, which I'm sure Chazal would not be too happy about, your contract says you're out after a year.
Is it, it's a con they would institute it or not? Okay. Let us see.
Who if can make that decision?
Let's say we need some sort of source. Yeah? So let us see. I want to know, is this what I'm calling the quotes good enough? Says number six. Hamaske, but we're talking about tenant law, chucking out your renter after the lease has gone out. Law, halacha says, of course you can, the lease is finished, but the law, unless you have a special clause, says the tenant can stay. Is it a law which recognizes even the shachwa holds that it's valid? When does the shachwa hold it's valid? Only when it's a law which the rabbanim themselves would have instituted. Is it reached that stage? Says the Shulchan Aruch, I want to know if it's a raya for me. Hamaske bayis lachaver stam. Somebody rents out his house and he doesn't say a time limit. Stam. Doesn't fix dates. You have to give a 30-day warning. After 30 days, he has to leave. Because then the Bakash Morgan, why? Why 30 days? Because you have to give him a warning. Because it's overnight kick him out. You have to have 30 days to find an alternative place to live. No, yeah, Mushlok was there. Should be just thrown in the street. After 30 days, he goes out. The Medamarim, when is that true? For Yom HaSachama. That's in the summer. Yom HaSachama, but if it's a winter period, Eni Yochol Lehotzi Machag Adapesa. You can't take him out from the time Sukkot comes until Pesach time. You can't get rid of him. The earliest time you can get rid of him is after Pesach. Why? Because in winter time, he can't finds properties easy to rent. Only in the summer period. I think it's even true about this such a market. So, have I got a proof that tenant law is something we ourselves have introduced to not? Because what does it say over here? Look, time is up. Why? Because there was no time. That means I really could get you out after, say, overnight. But still, the house is open. We don't want you to chuck him out, even though Munchie Wright says you can chuck him out. We don't want him to chuck him out if he can't find a replacement apartment. Easy. So it depends if it's easy or not. Summer, many days. Winter, not at all. So have I got a right to the tenant law that we ourselves would introduce? The tenant law says that the renter can just stay there as long as he likes.
Love that, John. Because we have a concept in halacha of some contract is 30 days. It could be even the arrangement when I rent it, and then there's no time specified. Mirosh, we all know it's 30 days.
No, this is
so it could be built into a stam rental. This
and in the winter?
Nobody says
this. They're talking about he's been there 5 years already.
No.
He's been there 5 years. Now he wants to kick him out. He has to give him 30 days from the time
he's
been
there. Part of the stam includes what the habit, what the custom in the area is. They have to still be mentioned. That's part of that stuff.
But the whole takana is to protect the renter so he doesn't get thrown out on the street. The renter says, I don't want to leave because totally that takana was not meant to protect the person.
Yeah, but there's no proof here. You can't have a specific law for one thing.
What was the idea of the tenant law, which the second law institution? What's the idea over there?
It's to protect the person from being thrown out. If he can't find, he's going to get wet.
Okay, so they say he can stay there as long as he likes until Ads goes BL.
That wasn't BL. Yeah.
Who says that?
That's the tenant law. Yeah.
I don't know the tenant law.
Yes?
Can't kick
him out? No limits. Can't kick him out until he dies. Can't kick him. A Chazal! So what have I got right from Chazal?
Yeah, we wouldn't agree with it. It's reasonable time.
That there's a time period, but unlimited, haven't got such a thing. So let me show you the Imre Yosha. a Me'arik. A Me'arik, up based in. He says like this. He's talking about tenant law. They had even tenant law by him. Tenant law, tenant law. Number 7. Nidan Vidon. Shiyotua Shatatono Gadolam Oz Bezmanenu Shloye Kolechot Mushtochim Bechutzah. Nowadays, it's extremely essential that people shouldn't be thrown out. We know Chazal are worried about the tenants not having a place to live. But also, like we just read, they say you have to give him warnings. Like we just read. Okay, therefore, but we only read 30 days all winter. We didn't read unlimited. But he says, okay. Nowadays, even a warning won't help the renter. Because there's no availability of apartments.
No,
won't help the renter to find a replacement. A warning won't help the renter find a replacement because there's so many, the ability of finding a replacement is impossible. It is dinner malchus dinner because it's a law ourselves would have made, as we see the Shulchan Aruch is worried about it. Even if there's no time limit.
What happens if the borrower is able to prove there are apartments similar at the similar rent? Would the Beis Din now say that that would be an addendum to this halacha? And you can throw them out.
If we don't look at individual case, we look at the law is made. Do we say it's a dinner to Malchus a dinner law or not? Why? So it's because we would have made this law. Because, on general, no one can find apartments.
And if they can find apartments,
if they can. If he happens to find them, does it help? Lachora, even the Shach would not only agree by the Mepesit, he would also agree by the tenant law as well. So now I've got a question. So why did the Min Chazitzah say that the Ramah says tenant law is valid? But the Shach says it's not. No, even the Shach would agree it is. As we see from the Amri Yosha, even the Shach would agree. Why did the Min Chazitzah? No, Shach would not agree. He's paying. He wants to stay. He has to pay. He wants to stay there. In general, not talking in the individual case. We're talking in general. Renters for hard to find apartments.
Yeah. Maybe the shop disagrees with the.
So, does he disagree with Emi Yosha or not? On the face of it, it seems he is, does, but the Min Chassidus of himself says the following words. Number 8. Don't bring me the Chassan Sofer's din that the Shach agrees. Don't bring it in respect to the tenant law. Don't bring it to me. Oh, the Imri Yosha did. Don't bring it to me. Why? The Benidon to Don, because in our scenario, Hamatziv Nishtana. Nowadays, the situation has changed. Ha Belatova. Much better than in the days of the Imri Yosha. Much better than in his days. Benidon to Imri Yosha. Imkain, Man Yoma. Who says? Yota Tekifa, Shmuel of Hoksa. Who says we would have made such a law nowadays? Imri Yosha says, understand, we would have made such a thing. Because if it's where he's living, the society he was living in, the type of, how they're living, the financial state of everybody, understood that we would have made such a law. But nowadays, everything has changed for the better. But if it's changed for the better, you can't say we would have now made the law that we have to look after the renter so much. So we come back to our Machlokas.
Just a minute. According to him, that means the market shares depend on circumstances. You'll never have a fixed law. And who's going to determine with those circumstances?
No. According to him, we have to look at society, not the individual case, not individual. Society
changes.
Okay, so then society will change. Then we will knock out the law.
And then we will bring it back again if it
yes.
changes the other
yes,
way.
Yes, yes.
So we're moving back and
yes,
forth.
Yes, because it's depending on whether Takana, the Chazal will make Takana or not Takana.
And who determines the circumstances? What?
When it's obvious. He said, now it's reached a situation that's not obvious. What is not obvious? And we can't say.
What Tekufa did the Emir Yosha live in?
What?
What Tekufa did the Emir Yosha live in?
Tekufa in Europe.
19th century?
Yeah. So we left with, for tonight, one last thing. So if it's a Sofik, who's Muxik? By the tenant or the owner? Who's Muxik? Rumah says, and therefore we have to look after the tenants. The Shaf says, I don't care, this is not Dinamakos, then they can't get against Torah. And therefore we don't look after the tenants, he has to get out. Who's Mokshin? Owner or tenants?
Owner.
So this Minchas Yitzhak brings a Shulchan Aruch, Beferish, who's called Mokshin. And this is where we'll finish tonight. Even though we finish tonight, I'm warning you, it's not the final answer.
Not the final round.
Says the Minchas Yitzchak Leibniz. Hoyustei aliyazu agabizu. You have a house, you have a first floor, and you have a second floor. And you rent out the second floor, right at the top. And wear and tear, the floorboards give way, and you can't. The renter can't live now in the top one which you rented out. Where did you do? What do you do now? You signed a contract, you promised him a place to rent, one of your properties, you put him in the top, and now the top's not usable. Where do you put him? You move him down to the first floor. You don't need to move him down to the house, the ground floor. You move him down to the first floor. He's on the second floor, you move him down to the first floor. He's definitely better than it was before. Before you had to go up 60 steps. Now you only have to go up 30 steps. Definitely, he will be happy with being moved to the first floor. But what happens if you rented out to him the first floor? He was in the first case, he was in the second floor, it broke, and he moved down to the first floor. What happens if you rented out in the first floor? And now the floorboards give way. And now you've got two options. Are you mechuyev to put him in the house, which is where you're living, and you don't want to move out? Or can you push him up another 30 flights to the second floor? What do you do? Harry says Sofik. Machlokas. Can you have to move him down or can you move him up? Machlokas. So what do you do? So he says, Im yudzobi owner of the bais. Yeah, it's a Sofik where we go up or down. Fichach lo yudzob. Therefore, don't let him come in. But in door, but he's already in. Ain motzi moso l'sham. You can't take him out.
What do you mean you let him come in?
Don't let him come down to the house.
Oh, but you can let him go to the top.
Of course,
so
you want him.
Living in the house is
the owner who lives in the house. The owner who lives in the house wants him to go to the second floor.
The tenant doesn't want to go.
I've now got 60 flights. I want to go to the house. It's a machlokas what your right is. So what does it say? The owner of the house can say, you're not allowed in, I'm stopping you coming in. But if the renter happened to go into the house while the owner was on his holiday,
then he's not
And then it comes back. You can't get rid of him. Because it's a sophic. How much you can't get rid of him.
Into which house did this guy move into when he was in the holy? Oh, into the
holy. The holy, yes.
Oh, wow.
So therefore, who do we see mursik when you have a sophic between owner and tenant? Who's mursik?
No,
the one who's living in the property physically. So says the Minchas Yitzchak, even though it's a machlokas between the Shach and the Ramah, whether the tenant law is valid or not, but you have to go after Mosek. Mosek is the tenant. And therefore, it comes out that Ramosha Feinstein and Minchas Yitzchak agree in all cases. So far, that we said, bankruptcy law, is it in the Malkuth or not? In the eyes of Moshe, definitely. The eyes of the Minchas Yitzchak, softly. But you go after who's Mosek? Who's Mosek?
The guy that went bankrupt.
The guy who went bankrupt, so he doesn't need to pay. And the eyes, in the case of tenant law, who's Mosek? The tenant. So therefore he doesn't need to get out. Moshe says, for sure he doesn't get out, because it's in the Malkuth, didn't. In the case of our person, everyone holds, not even the sophic. You can't build that sophic.
In that case, we're not changing?
No. That case, we're saying, the case that we're not changing or we're finished with is the Mepeset case. That, for sure, says Rabbi Yashiv, you're knocked down.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll see next week whether the two cases of bankruptcy and our case of the. The tenant stays as it is. Have a very good Shabbos.
In this case.